You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
The period of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam's imama was the shortest and at the same time the most complicated period of imama throughout the history of imams. In this very short time, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam had to give those final remarks and prepare the Shias for the most difficult test of all times, the test of occultation. The tragedy, the calamity, the catastrophe that was about to befall on humanity, about which all members of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other members of Ahlul Bayt had given their warnings. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam describes this period of occultation of Imam as the period where the hearts of many will become toughened. A lot of people will be afflicted by cruelty during these times. The hearts will listen to Quran, the hearts will listen to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, but the hearts are not shaken anymore. People are not moved by the most heartfelt advices. These are signs of cruelty of heart. It is one of the results of this prolonged period of occultation. In another tradition, Imam alayhi salam says, it is as if I can see the Shias during that very difficult time of occultation, scattered in this world, just like headless herds who are going left and right looking for a shelter, looking for a safe place, but they cannot find it because they don't have their shepherd with them. They don't have access to their imam. In another tradition, Imam alayhi salam says, the time of advent of the imam will not come except that this period of occultation, which is extremely hard, becomes prolonged in such a way that most people cannot be steadfast in adherence to the religion. A lot of people will lose faith in this period. The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam started preparing their Shias for such day. They kept giving their warnings and they kept taking those practical steps in preparing the nation for this upcoming occultation. However, the time of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, which is a very short period of time, and it is a time that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was being kept away from his Shias. His followers would not dare most of the time to even approach him. He was being monitored. During this short time and with so limited opportunities that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam had, he had to give those final remarks, those final reminders, those final guidelines for Shias to be able to survive this storm of occultation. And this is why the advices, the guidelines of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is extremely important for those who want to survive this affliction of occultation. Tonight I'll share, inshallah, three of these advices with you. These are the remarks of our beloved Imam that will help us, those who want to survive this difficult era. They need to seek the traditions of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. They have to find them, they have to study them, think about them, ponder upon them, put them in practice, put them in actions. And this is the way of survival. The period of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is like a kind father who has raised and nurtured a child. And now that the child has grown up, it is time for departure. It is time for this father to be departed from his child. And he knows the difficulties that this child is going to face. So he is going to use those last moments, those last words extremely carefully. He will try to give those main steps that this child has to take now that he's going to be separated from his father. And this is what Imam al-Askari alayhi salam has done, recited loud salawat. The first and foremost advice, guideline of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam for all Shias, especially for us who are living this time of occultation, is to get to know our Imam, to understand the position of Imam. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, "Wallah, لَيَغِيبَنَّ غِيبَةً لَا يَنْجُو فِيهَا مِنَ الْهَلَكَةِ إِلَّا مَنْ ثَبَّتَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ قَوْلِ بِإِمَامَتِهِ." A period of occultation will come, and I swear by God that no one will survive this time except those who have two traits. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept their hearts steadfast on confessing to his Imam, to acknowledge the meaning of Imam, this position of Imam, and to understand that when we say we have an Imam, what does that mean? What does that imply? Understanding the position of Imam, ma'rifatul Imam. This is the first and foremost tool that we need in order to be able to survive this path. And then secondly, Imam alayhi salam says, وَوَفَّقَهُ فِيهَا لِلدُّعَاءِ بِتَعَجِيلِ لِفَرَجِهِ. And someone who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have assisted by granting him the opportunity to pray for the hastening in the reappearance of this beloved Imam. Knowing the Imam is the most important criteria here. We have to know the Imam. We have to understand the position and the rank of Imam. Al-Shahrasani is a very renowned scholar who was an expert in studying different sects within Islam, and he has a very prominent book on this subject. What are different sects that were formed? What is their history? What are some of their beliefs? Some of their icons? So he's an expert in this field. These are his words. He says, in the history of Islam, there is no subject which is as controversial as Imam. There is no subject in the history of Muslims about which people got into more fights and battles except for Imam. This is the area of disagreement. This is the area of controversy. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, first and foremost, you have to have the right understanding of this position. What is this position about? Who is your Imam? Understand who the Imam is. And Imam alayhi salam took his practical approach to this very important task. All of our Imams contributed in our understanding about our Imams. Going through what every Imam did is of course going to take a very long time. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, all the way to Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, they were focused on mainly educating the elite so that there is that network of representatives who are educated by the Imam and people can refer to them. But from the time of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam takes a different approach, and he publicizes the same knowledge that was only given to the elite in the times before him, because the public was not ready to receive that knowledge. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam made what was known in the traditions and what was being studied by those scholars into rituals. Imam alayhi salam turned traditions into ziyarat, specifically ziyara al-jami'ah. Through this ziyara, now it became ritual. People were visiting the graves of Imams. In their homes, they were reciting Ziyarat al-Jama'ah. By doing that, they were coming to recognize the true position and ranks and the positions of the Imams. If today I ask you, can anyone quote 5 or 10 narrations or ahadith from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, majority may not be able to recite from their heart 5 or 10 traditions from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam and explain it. But if I ask you, can you recite at least the first few sentences in Ziyarat al-Jama'ah, many of you are able to do that. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam publicized that knowledge about Imamah at his own time. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he confirmed the divinity of this position of Imamah during his time by so many miracles that he used to perform. Especially displaying that knowledge of unseen that are given to the Imams. It is narrated that a few of the companions of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam were sitting and they were about to write a letter to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam asking their questions. And Nasibi, someone who was not on the path of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, was also present. He said, if you really believe that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is the holder of such exalted position and he has been granted that divine knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why are you using ink to write a letter to your Imam? Just put your pencils or your pens without using the ink and write a letter. If he really has the knowledge of unseen, he should be able to know what you already wrote for him. So they accepted this challenge. Every one of them wrote a letter for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam without the use of any ink. They just placed the pen on the paper, they moved it, and the pen did not leave any mark on any of these papers. Then Nasibi himself also wrote a letter to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. They took the letters for the Imam. Very soon the answers to all the letters came back. And Imam alayhi salam had answered every single letter, naming the author of that letter with their name and the names of their fathers. This is who you are and these are your ancestors and these are your questions and these are your answers. In another incident, Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, one of close companions of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, wrote a letter to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam while he was in prison. Because he was known to be one of the followers and companions of the Imam, Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari had to suffer a few years of imprisonment. In jail, one day he was able to write a letter to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam and pass it on to the Imam, complaining from the difficulties of prison, complaining how narrow and how difficult these chains are. The cell is very close, I can't sit. It's very painful, it has been a long time, complaining about the situation. Imam alayhi salam replied to his letter, writing that today at noon you will pray your dhuhr salah in your home, don't worry. Upon receiving that letter in the morning, after a couple of hours, Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari was set free from the prison. While he was coming to his home, he was thinking to himself, even before he was writing the letter, he also meant to write something else to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Another complaint. And the complaint was about his financial situation. He had been in prison for a long time. He had no job, he had no income. Now he was going back home, a lot of debts on his shoulder. When he was going to write the letter for Imam alayhi salam to complain about the prison, he also wanted to complain about his financials, but he felt shy. He said, you know, how much requests would I write? He didn't include his requests or his complaints about his financial situation. He gets home. When he gets home, the servant of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam came to his home and handed over some pieces of gold to him and a letter from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in which Imam alayhi salam had written, Abu Hashim, anytime you need something, do not feel embarrassed to ask me. Do not feel shy. Do not think that you have asked too much. Anything you want and anything you need, ask, and inshallah, I will provide it for you. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam used to show this level of knowledge that is not accessible to anyone but an imam frequently during his time, to establish this point. That after me, there will be people who would come and claim that they are the next imam. Test them by asking them such questions. And because of these miracles of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, you see that after the martyrdom of Imam, although Ja'far al-Kadhab claimed that he is the next imam, people did not trust him. Why? Because day one, when he claimed that I'm the next imam, Shias went to visit him and they brought their taxes for him. He said, okay, give me, I will collect it from you. They said, no, tell us how much money is in each bag and who does it belong to? He said, I don't know. How should I know? They said the previous Imam used to say that. Whenever we would pay our taxes before opening the bags, Imam alayhi salam will tell us how much money is in this and who has sent this money. So you should be able to do the same. He said, no. This is knowledge of unseen. Only God has the knowledge of unseen. They said, well, if you were a true Imam, you would have access to this kind of knowledge as well. So Imam alayhi salam protected the Shia world through these miracles by establishing the divinity of this position. This is not something that anyone can just claim without being able to show those miracles, without having access to that treasury of God's knowledge. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is describing Imam al-Askari alayhi salam in the tradition of Lawh, the tradition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidah Fatima, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and named every single Imam, Allah says about Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, وَخَازِنُ عِلْمِ, he is the treasurer of my knowledge. My knowledge. Knowledge is something, God's knowledge is something else. And He is the treasurer of that knowledge. And anyone who claims this Imam should have access to the same level of knowledge. Imam alayhi salam says, first and foremost, know your Imam, know this position. Then you won't be fooled. Then no one would be able to come and claim this position and you will fall for it. No, you will be secured, you will be saved if you have this knowledge about who your Imam is. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The second advice from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is desisting from doubts. Imam alayhi salam says, "Awra'u an-nas man waqafa 'inda shubha." The most pious of people is the one who pauses when they're facing a doubtful situation. When at the time of times of doubt, shubha means when something looks alike to something else, to the level that you cannot distinguish between them. Sometimes there are statements made that seem to be on the right side. It's very difficult to be able to distinguish. Is it the right belief? Is it the right theory or not? At these times, Imam alayhi salam says, if you're not equipped with the level of knowledge to be able to distinguish them, then you don't have to take a stand. We do not have to take a stand with regards to every single thing that we confront in life. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we have to pause. Sometimes we have to read more. Sometimes we have to listen more before we come to a conclusion. In the history of Islam, some scholars have collected the names of over 250 imposters who claim that they are the Mahdi, the 12th Imam. Over 250. Those people who fell for these individuals are people who did not wait, did not pause, did not stand when they were confronting doubts. If they were to follow this advice of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, they would pause and they would not take a stand until matters become clear. This is extremely vital. The times of occultation are times of confusion, complicated matters. If we are people who hasten into coming towards conclusions, by reading one book, by listening to one series of lecture, we think we have it all, and we feel it is our responsibility now to enlighten others despite of our own ignorance, then not only we are not following this advice, we are falling into traps during the time of occultation. Often I come across younger brothers and sisters who unfortunately do not practice this. They are very eager and they are hasty in coming to conclusions with regards to religion. No, religion is a complicated matter. It takes a long time to study. Don't think by reading one book you have gained enough knowledge to pass a judgment about a verse of Quran. about the tradition of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. No. There was a young man who was advocating a certain theory in theology. There are some theories in our religion which are controversial, even between our scholars. It is the matter of those scholars to sit down and discuss. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you confront those confusions, those theories that are controversial, keep to the basics. Keep to those elementary knowledge that you have. You don't have to pass a judgment. You don't have to pick a side if you're not equipped with the knowledge. If someone says in a statement in religion that is not agreed upon by the majority, then don't feel like you have to accept it. Don't feel pressured that you have to take a stand. No. Keep on to the elementary things that you know. Practice those. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten you in time. So this young man was going here and there, and I was hearing that he is advertising for a certain theology, a theory in theology. I asked him one day a few questions about this theory. I said, how much do you know about this? I hear you're very much promoting it. He said, I don't know the answers to your questions. I said, can you explain this theory? He said, no. I said, then why do you feel you have to promote something you don't understand? Why is it necessary? Imam alayhi salam says, be able to say, I don't know, nothing will happen. One of the respected maraji who is alive, may Allah prolong the life of all of our maraji and grant them long life and healthy life. One of his very close students was telling me this story. When this marja was very young, he traveled from the city of Mashhad after he completed his education in Mashhad to Tehran, to live in Tehran for some time. He said, when I came to the city of Tehran, this is probably 60, 70 years ago, I was wondering what field of knowledge should I pursue now that I've finished my educations in Mashhad. I thought I want to give mysticism a try as well. So I asked around and said, is there a good teacher in Tehran who can educate me? They referred me to someone. He said, I called that individual and I asked him, what is your path all about? Tell me about your teachings. Tell me about your ideas. What are you promoting? He said, this man told me, I cannot do this over the phone. This is not working. You have to come and see yourself. This marja says, as soon as he said that, I said, thank you very much, goodbye, and I hanged up the phone. He said, because prophets would never say, come and see. They would say, see and come. I will show you a miracle. This is my message. This is what I promote. It makes sense to you. You are convinced. Now come and follow me. But someone who wants to fool you will do the opposite. They say, no, you know what? You have to come. You have to hang out with me for a while. You have to be in my circle for some time. And then slowly, slowly, you will get it. No, you won't get it. What will happen is that you will form those attachments to the circle and your emotions will be in control of your thoughts. Someone who is telling the truth will do what the prophets did. They say, this is what I promote, this is what I say, this is my message, these are my reasons. If it makes sense, now accept it. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, if you want to be saved in the time of occultation of the 12th Imam, you have to have this quality. Don't feel pressured. If you feel something is controversial, wait and see, study more, read more. And finally, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, if you want to survive this time of occultation, the key is to be connected to the true scholars. Those who have spent their time understanding the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and they're not inviting people to themselves, they're inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you found such scholars, do not leave them, stay with them, refer to them, ask your questions. Look for them. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam in a hadith says, أَشَدُّ مِنْ يُتْمِ الْيَتِيمِ الَّذِي إِنْقَطْعَ عَنْ عَبِيهِ. More severe than the orphan who has lost his father is the orphan who has been separated from his imam. And he has no way to access his imam. And then Imam Ali Salam says, but those ulama, those scholars who take care of our orphans, our Shias during the time of occultation, answer their questions, give them light of guidance. They are with us, ma'ana, next to us, in the most exalted places in heaven. They are with us, they are next to us. In another tradition from Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he quotes his grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam alayhi salam says, those scholars, those ulama who have learned our knowledge and they help the orphans during the time of occultation, they bring the light of guidance and knowledge to the people. They are like shepherds who take care of this herd. Imam alayhi salam says, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will crown them with a crown from light that would enlighten the entire resurrection. Then one of the angels will call and everyone will hear this call. Ya ibadallah, hadha alimun min talamizati ba'd ulama'i ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. An angel will say, O people, this is a man who is an alim, who is the student of some of the ulama of the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whoever, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever has learned something from him, whoever has received an answer from him, his doubt was removed by him. Today, follow his light all the way to the paradise. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, it is vital to be connected to these ulama. Do not separate your way from them. And anyone who does that, do not follow them. This is one of those means of distinguishing right from wrong, haq from batil, during the time of occultation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.